marginal issues of the election, and the commission of Article 90 of the Constitution cannot actually enter and have its role.
Well, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has been declared the winner of the Iran's disputed presidential election after the Garland Council conducted a partial recount of the 10% of random ballot boxes nationwide. It seems to have ended the controversy, but the issue of detainees and damages made to public and private property lingers, while the role foreign media has played is another issue of debate. Press News' Gisum Eshamedi reports.
Iran's top supervisory body, the Guardian Council, has declared President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad winner of the June 12 elections. But the confusing aftermath of Iran's presidential elections, which led to illegal street protests, riots, and eventually damages made to public and private property, leaving 17 killed and hundreds detained, are also issues for which the judiciary has set up a special commission to look into. Prosecutor General Qurban Ali Duri Najafabadi, Mustafa Pur Mohammadi, head of the General Inspection Organization, and Ibrahim Raisi, Judicial Vice President, will be following up on the cases and reporting back to the judiciary. Meanwhile, the Iranian parliament is also investigating these issues.
Part of the job to find out the truth. The damages that have been made to public and private property need to be repaired. Our special commission will investigate the report and the results to the organization that will legally follow up.
We have also met with Grand Ayatollahs in Qom. No one is discussing the elections anymore. Everyone is now concerned about repairing the damages that have been made. 40 million votes is something to be proud of.
MPs are also discussing foreign influence and the role that Western media played both before and after the elections.
The British Prime Minister, for example, or President of the United States, who has said many things that go against his slogan of change. Italy, that announced its embassy is open to those who are against the government. Even their media followed in the same path.
Student movements have also paid special attention to the role that foreign media has played.
A look back at history clearly explains why one should not be optimistic. Take the BBC, for example. It is a known fact that it spearheaded Britain's propaganda campaign, broadcasting the Go Code, launching the 1953 coup d'etat against Iran's democratically elected government. It took quite long, but even the US eventually acknowledged the role that the CIA played.
But in the less than 3 months, Gisum Eshamedi, Press TV, Tehran.
Spain's foreign minister says Europe has no intention of meddling in Iran's political affairs. Miguel Ángel Moratinos told his Iranian counterpart that Europe will be trying to improve relations with Tehran. Iran has criticized Europeans for interfering in its affairs after the country's presidential poll. But now Iran's foreign minister Manuchehr Mottaki says the election file is closed and that Tehran will hail Europe's efforts for better ties with Tehran. The comments came one day after U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke of divisions in Iran after the presidential election. Clinton told reporters in Washington that Iranian authorities were facing a credibility gap with the nation. This, despite Tehran's repeated warnings to Washington to stop meddling in Iran's internal affairs.
Turkey has opened another